I am here, and there is nothing to say. If among you are those who wish to get somewhere, let them leave at any moment. What we require is silence, but what silence requires is that I go on talking. Give any one thought a push, it falls down easily. But the pusher and the pushed produce that entertainment called a discussion. Shall we have one later? Or we could simply decide not to have a discussion, whatever you like. But now there are silences, and the words help make the silences. I have nothing to say, and I am saying it. And that is poetry, as I need it. The space of time is organized. We need not hear these silences. We may love them. This is composed talk, for I am making it, just as I make a piece of music. As we go along, who knows, an idea may occur in this talk. I have no idea whether one will or not. If one does, let it. Regard something seen momentarily, as though a window while travelling. Our poetry now is the realization that we possess nothing. Anything, therefore, is a delight, since we do not possess it, and thus need not fear its loss. We need not fear the past. It is gone. At any moment, it might reappear and seem to be and present. Would it be a repetition? Only we thought we owned it, but since it is free, and so are we. Nobody knows about the future, and how uncertain. What I am calling poetry or content. I myself have called it form. It is the content of a piece of music. Continuity today, when it is necessary, is a demonstration of disinterestedness. It is a proof that our delight lies not possessing anything. Continuity today, when it is necessary, of disinterestedness. It is a proof that our delight lies in not anything. Each moment happens. How different this form sense is from that which is bound up with themes and secondary themes, their struggle, their development, the climax, the recapitulation, which is the belief that one may one's own home. But actually, the snail, we carry our homes within us, which enable to fly or to soar, to enjoy each. But breathtakingly beautiful. Moment the telephone may ring, or the aeroplane in a vacant lot. A piece of stone or a sunlight possessing either each acts, and the continuity happens. Nothing more than nothing can be said. Making this in music is not different, simpler than living this way. Simpler, that is, for me, because it happens that I write music. That music is simple to me comes from my willingness to accept the limitations of structure is simple because it can be thought out, measured. Discipline which accepted in turn accepts even rare moments of ecstasy, which sugar train horses does to make what we make. Now about material, is it an illusion? It is. It isn't. Something is certain. One is making something which is nothing. The one making is love and patient with the material he chooses. Otherwise, he pays attention to the material, which is precisely something, whereas it was nothing being made. Or he calls attention to the whereas it is anonymous. The technique of handling materials is at this level, as a discipline on the rack, a means of experiencing nothing. I remember loving sound before I ever took a music lesson. So we make our lives by what we love. I remember as a child loving all the sounds, even the unpleasant ones. I liked them especially. One at a time, a five-finger exercise for one full of beauty. Later on, I gradually liked all the sounds. As I look back, I realize that I began liking. I accept in minor thirds. Of all the intervals, thirds least. Of Grieg, I became fond of the fifth. Modern music fascinated me with all its modern intervals. The sevenths, the seconds, the tritone, and the fourth. And always, every now and then, there was a fifth. And that pleased me. Sometimes there were single tones, not intervals at all. And that was a delight. There were so many intervals in modern music that it fascinated me rather than that I loved it. And being fascinated by it, I decided to write it. Writing it at first is difficult. That is, putting a line on it takes the ear off it. However, doing it alone, I was free to hear high sound is different from the low sound, even with the call same left. After several years of working alone, I began to feel lonely. However, modern music still fascinated me, all its modern intervals. In order to have them, the mind fixed it so that one had to avoid having things that would make one think of sounds that actually listened to the ear. Avoiding did not appeal to me. I began to see that the separation of mind and ear spoiled the sounds, that a clean slate was necessary. This made me not only contemporary, but avant-garde. I used noises. They had not been intellectualized. The ear could hear them directly and didn't have to go through any abstraction about them. I found that I liked noises even more than I liked intervals. I liked noises just as much as I had liked single sounds. Noises, too, discriminated against, and having been trained, I fought for noises. I liked for the underdog. Mission to play sirens, the most amazing noise I ever found, that was means of a coil of wire attached to the pickup arm of a phone, then amplified. It was shocking, really shocking, and thunder, half intellectually and half sentimentally. When the war came, I decided to use only quiet sounds. There seemed to me to be no truth, no good in anything big in society. Quiet sounds were like loneliness, or love, or friendship. Permanent, I thought. Values independent, at least from life, time, and I say, I still feel this way, but something else is happening. Hear the old sounds, the ones I had thought worn out by intellectualization. I begin to hear the old sounds as though they are not worn out. Obviously, they are not worn out. They are just as audible as the new sounds. Thinking had worn them out. And if one stops thinking about them, suddenly they are fresh and new. If you think you are a ghost, you will become a ghost. Thinking the sounds worn out, wore them out. So you see, this question brings us back where we were. Nowhere. Or, if you like, where we are. More and more, I have the feeling that we are getting nowhere. Slowly, goes on, we are getting nowhere. And that is a pleasure. It is not irritating. One is. It is only irritating. I think one would like to be somewhere else. Here we are now. More and more we have the feeling that I am getting nowhere. Slowly goes on. Slowly we have the feeling we are getting nowhere. That is a pleasure which will continue. If we are irritated, it is not a pleasure. Nothing is a pleasure if one is irritated. But suddenly, it is a pleasure, and then more and more is not irritating. And then more and more, and slowly. Originally, we were nowhere. And now, again, we are having the pleasure of being slowly nowhere. If anyone is sleepy, let him go to sleep. Everybody has a song which is no song at all. It is a process of singing. And when you sing, you are where you are. All I know about method is that when I am not working, I sometimes think I know something. But when I am working, it is quite clear that I know nothing.